You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Parker Olson on the board, filling in for Mr. Zommers. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big program on this Thursday, June 26, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Here in Madison, sunny skies for the most part, some big fluffy clouds here and there. It is sultry. It is sticky. But want to get right away to an important weather statement for you, particularly for those folks listening on WRCE in Richland Center. We have an ongoing tornado warning in effect until 3:15 for southwestern Juneau County, northeastern Vernon County, and southeastern Monroe County. This is a radar-indicated storm right now. Flying debris associated with this storm and should be moving through Waniwok right about now. And other places that could be impacted include Mount Tabor, Pleasant Ridge, and Union Center. So if you are in the area, say, of Hillsboro, Union Center, Elroy, Wisconsin, I would even say Mauston at this point. Get to the lowest level in your building. If you don't have a basement, get to an interior space such as a bathroom and take shelter immediately. A tornado warning in effect for another 5 to 10 minutes or so for southwestern Juneau County. Also just a little tiny edge of Monroe County and then eastern Vernon County. So think of Hillsboro, Elroy, Union Center, and Mauston. This is a fairly small cell. As is popping up, is not part of the whole line, but rather a small cell. A tornado watch remains in effect for many places in central and western west central Wisconsin until 8 p.m. tonight. There are also thunderstorms right now in the La Crosse area, Onalaska, Sparta. Those are not severe at this point, but we'll continue to watch this as the afternoon progresses. Keep it to Civic Media right here. Big second. By the way, many thanks to Matt Flynn for being here on hour number two. Always a great time. Always learn something when Matt stops by. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, going to talk about some grocery store closures, particularly in southeastern Wisconsin, and what this means for food deserts in vulnerable areas, vulnerable communities. So dig into that a little bit. Also, a few more political stories for you. Take your phone calls as well. Going to play a little What's Worse in a moment. But for Parker Olson filling in for Aaron Zommers, who has the day off. Hopefully he's having a great time. Appreciate it, Parker. He joins Pat Kreitlow now every morning from 6 until 9 across the network on Mornings with Pat and Parker. Is that what it's called? No.
If that's what the show is getting named, then I'm not getting paid enough.
It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, but Parker is the... We appreciate you being here because Parker has been up since, the crack of dawn.
4:30, I slept in today.
Yeah. 4:30, yeah. That's sleeping in?
I usually get up at 4, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a guy.
I only live like 20 minutes or so it's not bad.
All right.
It could be worse.
Traffic is not too tight at that time. But
I usually can make it to the Beltline before I see a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty close, yeah.
So we appreciate coming back in the afternoon, Parker. And yes, and yeoman's work today especially because the reason I slept in, you were down at Milwaukee yesterday at AmFam Field for
That's true.
Great big pitcher's duel between the Pirates and Milwaukee. The Miz for the Brewers got it done. How was that?
It was very good. It was very fun. Really just a wild thing to watch a starting pitcher throw 5 pitches in a row over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't make sense in my brain at
all. That's why he started the game, right?
Yeah, I believe it was his, second out of the game. Was just 5 heaters. Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. It was kind of ironic, though. We walk in there. We sit down. We're like, all right.
Right.
How long is it going to take for somebody to get a hit? How long until somebody gets a walk?
Yeah.
Both pitchers' first at-bat was a walk.
Right away.
Right
the
away.
The perfect game was gone. Yeah.
I looked at my buddy and went, well, time to go home. This thing's over.
But it had to be incredible to watch those two guys going at it. And I believe it was the largest attended game of the season so far.
Yeah, it was a sellout. Can you believe that? Uh-huh. On a Wednesday afternoon?
At 1 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. But how good is that for baseball? How good is that for Milwaukee to see that?
I mean, oh, God, long term, this is incredible for baseball in general. I mean, because, uh-huh. Well, Skeens, I think, is already kind of tired of Pittsburgh because he's like 4-7.
Really?
Even though he's one of the best pitchers in the league, he has absolutely no run support in Pittsburgh. So I would not be surprised if he wants out of there. But I mean, yeah, that's two young studs. We'll see how long they can last before they tire themselves out with throwing 100 miles an hour all the time. But, you know, it's a promising future.
It's incredible. And how cool is it that, you know, once again, at least for a while, Milwaukee has one of the best people in baseball on our team. We get to watch this each and every day. He comes on the mound, and I couldn't be happier for him. I've seen his family on TV. They're obviously thrilled. I've said this before, but Brady Ewing, who comes on our show, from Richland Center and ended up being a walk-on and then ended up being the captain, one of the captains of the Wisconsin Badger football team his senior year, won three Big Ten championships, went to three Rose Bowls. And here's a guy that you know is your basically next-door neighbor and their family and great people, and how happy you are and thrilled and emotional to have it be your own kid out there just has to be incredible. And for, you know, Miz's family, that's just great.
Yeah, that's all. And that's a really cool thing about the Brewers, too, with being a small market team. They typically have younger guys, mm-hmm. especially in the last couple of years. So you get to see a ton of those moments of families and getting to see their kid, like, go to the bigs for the first time. It's been really special to watch the last couple of years.
Well, I'm glad you got to go, by the way. That's fantastic. And the Brewers are off today. Maybe celebrating that big win by the Miz yesterday. They'll be back in action in Milwaukee against your Colorado Rockies. Not out here, but the Rockies, by the way, one of the worst teams in baseball.
Not many people can say that they're their Rockies. I think some people are just
associating. They've won like I'm not kidding. It was like 18 games all year. It's ridiculous.
We're halfway through the year, by the way.
Yeah. So the Rockies will visit Milwaukee. Broadcast start time on Friday. Across many Civic Media Radio Network stations, 6:35, and then the first pitch will be probably just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, CQM in Park Falls, and now WBZH in beautiful Hayward, the Buzz of the North. That's what they call it. Beautiful
buzz,
station.
Buzz, buzz.
And if everything works out, we're not allowed to talk about it yet, but if everything works out, Jane Matinere of the wonderful and talented Jane Matinere Knows America program. No, it's not called. It's Matinere on air every morning from 9 until 11. And Greg Bach and I are going to be going on the road to Oshkosh, I believe Butternut, near Park Falls, and then over to Hayward once again. This is all unconfirmed, and we're not allowed to talk about it. But that's the rumor.
Excellent. Excellent.
But I have a vehicle on my credit card. So we'll see. We'll see. But
you're telling me there's a chance.
That's the rumor, as it turns out. So the Brewers back in action on Friday night. They're red hot. Make sure you get down there and be listening on Friday. Tomorrow, we're going to give you another chance to win 4 Brewer tickets in our Friday ticket spectacular giveaway. Free ticket Friday, as they call it. Be listening for that. All right, 15 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. We're going. What's worse? Let's go.
The choice is yours.
There you go.
He's new.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money giveaway, nothing to no prizes involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 News Talk sports stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise than right here at Civic Media. We'd love to have you. Go to civicmedia.us and find out how our great sales team will be in touch. You're doing fine. I mean, I complicated it because I put an extra blip today in what's worse, so this is my fault.
I was considering which one you wanted.
I know.
That was my fault.
That was totally my fault. The reason it is my fault is because today's category is what's worse, brats or burgers? What's worse, brats or burgers? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Now, when I saw this from our great team, it reminded me back in the day on the old Late Show with David Letterman on CBS. This is one of my favorite bits that Letterman did. And it started out as Know Your Current Events. And the great Paul Schaefer, the director of the CBS Orchestra, formerly the world's most dangerous band on the NBC show, Paul Schaefer wrote the musical interlude. And so here now we have dialed up for you, courtesy of Worldwide Pants. That's the production team that Letterman has. This is from The Late Show. David Letterman, just a quick snippet from Worldwide Pants. This is how Letterman used to introduce Know Your Cuts of Meat on The Late Late Show. That's fantastic.
That's incredible.
That song, Know Your Cuts of Meat. You see, I only wish, Parker, we had a live band. Back in Platteville, I know Whitewater people don't like Platteville, but back in Platteville, we had our old late night show called Sunday Night with Todd Allball. It was a takeoff on Letterman and Carson. Think of this. Back in college, nearly 30 years ago, we had a live band. I would love to have a live band for this show. It's not going to happen, but I would still like it. Anyway, that was courtesy of Worldwide Pants, Know Your Cuts of Meat. Anyway, it's our edition of Know Your Cuts of Meat. What's worse, brats or burgers? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the old Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Spring Green, listening on WRCE. Mike, brats or burgers? What's worse?
Well, I think I like them both, but hamburgers are the same. The meat is the same everywhere. You can get hamburger and it's going to taste the same, and you need stuff to flavor it up. If you get a truly well-made brat, all you need is maybe butter on the bun and maybe a little onion or something. But brats are so unique to every place they're made. When you find really good ones, they really stand out. So that's what I would say.
That's a great deep dive on that, because you're right. Brats, depending upon who makes them, where they're from, it can have a very different taste. All right, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. Stay safe out there in beautiful Spring Green today. Listening to WRCE, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, brats or burgers? Also text us on the Civic Media line. I'm going to take a little break here, do a little business, as they say. Have a caller on hold. We'll get their take on that. Also, I'll read a couple of texts for you today. And then also talk about grocery stores in a bit. They are disappearing in parts of Wisconsin and what that could mean to people's ability to buy fresh food. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday edition of the Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Parker Olson on the board doing yeoman's work. Zomer's off today, right in the middle of what's worse for today. Great category. What's worse, brats or burgers. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We played that cut earlier for Worldwide Pants, David Letterman's production company. And because he used to do this big, it started out as Know Your Current Events. And then he kind of got bored with it. And I can't remember exactly how it evolved. Perry could tell us. Jerry Perry, if he's listening, he could tell us on Facebook. But it became Know Your Cuts of Meat. And I looked it up on the old Wikipedia, and I'd forgotten all the categories. And it's gonna one of our texters remembers this. It said, which itself consists, Know Your Cuts of Meat, of five categories: beef, lamb, veal, pork, and the ever-popular variety meats. As Paul Schaefer heavily accentuates when he chuckles and says, variety meats, David. Kind of Ed McMahon. Variety meets David. After playing the bit, the individual is also rewarded with a box of assorted meats. And they were great meats, by the way. Lobel's, pound for pound, the finest butcher shop in the world. They were really nice meats. Throughout the course of the segment's history on the show, Letterman varied back and forth between discreetly feeding the contestants the answers and making them guess. Usually, if it was a hot woman, he'd give them the answer. Each selected category is accompanied by a brief theme song based on Nobody But Me. I did not know that. To use a card, Nobody But Me. Know Your Cuts of Meat. What's worse? Our rendition of Know Your Cuts of Meat. What's worse? Brats or burgers? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, brats or burgers? What's worse?
Well, given that I grew up in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. which is the gold standard for both, by the way, yes. brats and hamburgers. Obviously, brats win, but I'd have to emphasize that both are only mediocre unless it's on a Sheboygan hard roll.
Oh, see, now you've brought in the bread component to all of this.
Well, I'm just stating that many people in Wisconsin, what they call a hard roll is a sponge roll.
Oh, really? So really?
Any of you listeners who have not experienced a city bakery hard roll, well, everyone that I've exposed to it, their eyes just get huge.
I've never had one. Where is this commonly sold in various places, or is a particular store in Sheboygan, Kurt?
No, it's a business called City Bakery. It's on Michigan Avenue.
Oh.
They're so popular that if you go on a weekend, you better call ahead because they'll be wiped out.
That
now, there's a small downside to that particular hard roll.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very short shelf life.
Oh, well, but hey, you got to eat it when it's good, right? Most bread is good the first couple of days.
That's correct.
Well, this is great. I appreciate the call because we love promoting local Wisconsin businesses. It's called, what's the bakery again?
It's called City Bakery.
City Bakery in Sheboygan.
Yep, and the brats is Miesfeld's on the north end of Sheboygan.
All right. I love it. Well done, Kurt. Thanks for the info. Have a great day.
Yep.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, brats or burgers? Off the text line, Matt in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers. And by the way, a shout-out to all of our delivery people, UPS, FedEx, United States Postal Service, Amazon. Those people are, the heat like today, most of those vehicles don't have air conditioning. So thanks for doing all that work out there, Matt, and everybody else. Matt says Paul's favorite cut of meat category of the old Know Your Cuts of Meat, variety meats. You're absolutely right, Matt. Well done. Another great Letterman fan out there. I love it. Len in Madison says, what's worse, brats or burgers? It depends on the level of intoxication.
I mean, fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Mark in Prayer to Sack. Off the text line says, I got my last brat at the St. Norbert stand in the pig parking lot in Sauk City. Was great. I just added some kimchi from Physiology Foods of Viroqua. Wow.
That's a lot of steps.
It is.
Wow.
Could have gotten my usual mushroom Swiss from Culver's next door, but wanted a brat. Both are either great or worse, depending upon the maker and the cooker. Now, that's a great point, Mark, because we had somebody else earlier say it depends on where the brat's made, how good they are. you know, if you have a, I've had a, I don't know if I've had like a terrible brat, but I've had some that are better than others. I'll put it that way.
I'm not a big brat guy.
Really?
Really hot take here. I'm not
and
a big brat
And you're a Wisconsin
guy.
Native.
I'm a, yeah, born and raised. I'm not a big brat guy. What I don't know what it is.
What don't you like about him?
I don't know.
Now, see, I'll say this. I like, and maybe it's just my mom and I especially, I like a really well done, like it needs to be like a dark brown. I don't mind a little charcoal on one side of my brat.
That's okay.
I don't like a soft brat.
Okay, Todd.
That could go so many ways, but it's true. I like it. So it's kind of crispy on the outside. That's the way I like my brats done. So it not crunches, but it pops when you bite into it.
I think that's part of what I'm not a huge fan of, is it's just too much of a snap when I get into
really?
It.
Really? You don't like the snap?
No.
Parker's anti-snapite. Yeah. All right. Our own Terry Barr on Terry Barr Media on YouTube says, we found some chicken brats that beat any others, hands down. Woodman's, in case you're wondering. Oh, nice. Chicken brats at Woodman's. All right, Terry. No, nobody knows Wisconsin better than Terry Barr, by the way. She has her great Slice of Wisconsin series here at Civic Media. Make sure you check it out. Parker, I think we know the answer, but what's worse?
I mean, I've given it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parker's anti-brat.
Not a huge brat guy. I'm sorry.
I went into this one way. I'm coming out another. I'm actually going to say that hamburgers are worse. For all the reasons, like brats are better. Our callers swayed me. All right. We'll come back, talk more in a minute, including not just brats, but food in Wisconsin grocery stores that are going out of business. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome back, everybody. Parker Olson doing a great job filling in for a vacationing Aaron Zommers today. Parker, appreciate you being here.
I'm very glad to be here, Todd. I have a fun time watching your show, I'm having a more fun. maybe a more fun time doing your show.
One of the few people at Civic Media that watches our show. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
That can't be that true.
Oh, no, it really is. we played a great round of what's worse today, burgers or brats, kind of a Letterman version-esque of know your cuts of meat. I know, there it is. Fantastic. Brats or burgers. By the way, our friend Jerry Perry, better known as Jeff Perry, is watching the show on Facebook today. If you remember, tell us, Jeff, if you can, know your current events devolve into know your cuts of meat? Because I can't remember exactly how that was on Letterman. Anyway, Jerry Perry says, I just realized that if Parker Posey married Parker Olson, she'd be Parker Olson.
That would be possibly convenience or just a hassle and a half.
No, Jeff and I go. So maybe it was Letterman that started this. I can't remember who. But he used to do things like if Yoko Ono married Sonny Bono, she'd be Yoko Ono Bono.
You're an idiot.
No, but many people say that, and many people know that. I appreciate the recognition, but it's true. It's not untrue.
Oh, that's incredible.
If John Stamos had married Terry Amos, she would have been Terry Stamos Amos.
You have too much fun, Todd.
It's a very select group of people that appreciate my sense of humor, and yet, I have a statewide radio show. People don't know why, but here I am.
How did that happen?
It was a major mistake on many people's part. Okay, a couple of more, and we'll wrap this up here with what's worse, brats or burgers? Let's see here. John in Edgerton says, go down to State Street and get Brock Burger. They go great together. I'm not sure what that means, but that's fantastic. What else do we have here? A listener on WMDX, a brand new listener. Hey, thanks for listening here in Madison. Says West Side Bakery in Sheboygan has better hard rolls. Both hamburgers and brat are good. Oh, I got it. Okay. Megan, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX, says, I like them both. My husband can't do brats. The flavor and texture of them just aren't his favorite. Sean in Richland Center, another great UPS. Oh, no, I don't think Sean is a UPS driver. Listening on WRCE, says, I cannot decide. I'll take either one. Well, there you go. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for playing What's Worse. Once again, come back tomorrow. Have another great edition of that. There was something else we were going to talk about, Parker, during the break.
Is it the street cam?
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you very much. It's, right now at least, a beautiful day in Madison. Let's go to the Sam Davidson street cam. Oh, look at that. Very good. Thank you. Take a look what's going on. Whoa, it looks very... Oh, there it is. It's a rotating street cam. That's a beautiful shot, Parker. Did you set that up today?
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done.
Oh, thank you. I do camera operate, you know, sometimes.
You do camera for the Mallards baseball games
this
here in Madison.
True. Yes.
All right, look at that. You see a Fairchild Street intersects with Madison's historic State Street. And there, right across the building we're looking at on that shot, the Overture Center tonight. You know what's happening there tonight, Parker?
No.
We'll get to that. Let's end the show with that. Here, I'm just going to hold this up to the my camera here.
Oh, is that tonight?
It's tonight.
Oh!
It's tonight. Here now, in my hands, my hot little hands, here is a great book called Make 'em Believe. And there is a great event tonight at the Overture Center with many of the people of the 2015 Final Four team, the championship game team of Wisconsin Badger basketball, including former head coach Bo Ryan, Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, all in town. I believe tickets are still available if you dial that up. So it's a great event tonight, across the street at the Overture Center.
If I didn't wake up at 4 a.m.
So we'll talk a little bit about that to end the show here. Want to get to this, speaking of brat and hamburgers, and we're seeing more of this across the state of Wisconsin. And I don't think it's being talked about enough. I don't think it's an issue that enough people are paying attention to. And so many thanks to reporters around the state that are on this, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Dakota Barnes Rush and Sophia Joseph, who have an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Pick and Save closing has Metcalf Park neighbors worried about losing their fresh food access. Now, many of you know, I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center. And when I was growing up as a kid, you had your Ed's Super Value. You also had your Piggly Wiggly, who became an IGA. Then you had your two-aisle Wilson Meat Market, Hestatoon's grocery store. You had another one that I can't name on Hazeltine Street. It was another two-aisle grocery store. They rented actually the building from my grandfather. It's embarrassing. I can't say it. But we had at least five different grocery store options in a town of 5,000 people. And then later on, you had Bernstead's that became kind of Pick and Save as well. And now all of them are gone. All of them. And the only place to buy groceries in a county of 17,000 people plus in Southwest Wisconsin is the Super Walmart in Richland Center. Now, look, I'm not here to, I'm not hating on Walmart. I'm just pointing out that, you know, there are terms of like fresh fruit and meat and that sort of thing can be difficult. And to drive, especially the Walmart's way out of the edge of town, you know, it's like 3 miles, maybe not quite 2.5 miles, over people that can't drive. Now, of course, they have delivery. But in rural areas of the state, they already know what it's like to lose their grocery store. Now this is being visited on our friends and neighbors in the Milwaukee area. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, says the upcoming closing of a Pick and Save supermarket in Milwaukee's Metcalf Park neighborhood has residents concerned about losing access to fresh fruit and fresh food and medicine. For more than 20 years, it served a vital place for families to buy groceries in a neighborhood where there are few such stores. The store on 35th Street is one of five Milwaukee area pick-and-save supermarkets that will be closing, according to a June 23rd announcement from the Cincinnati-based Kroger, which owns the Pick and Save food chain. Dominique Bowles is a father with six kids, including a newborn, says the closing will be a big problem for his family. Quote, "That wouldn't be good if you ask me," Bowles told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "We need this location no matter what," unquote. It's the only Pick and Save where Bowles shops. The nearest other Pick and Save is about 3 miles away on Capitol Drive. Retirees Brenda Peterson also worries about the impact on the neighborhood. She shops in a store regularly and says if it closes, she will have to travel further, maybe to Walmart. She says, quote, "It'd affect a lot of people. This is the store they come to," unquote. She hopes city leaders and Kroger will find a way to stop the closing. Alderman Russell W. Stamper II, whose district includes the store, called the closing, quote, "deeply disappointing." He says the store is more than a business. It's a place where families and seniors rely on getting fresh food. Stamper himself is a frequent customer. He says, quote, "it leaves a real void in the daily lives of countless families in our neighborhood," unquote. Stamper said he is working with the Department of City Development in Milwaukee officials to bring a new grocery store to that location as soon as possible. He's asking Kroger to keep the current store open longer to help residents during their transition. Mayor Cavalier Johnson said his team is contacting Kroger to try to reverse the decision. He said the city was not given advance notice about the closing. Quote, "closing this store reduces access to healthy food in Milwaukee neighborhoods," unquote. He hopes Kroger will support its workers by transferring them to other stores. Johnson also hopes a different grocery store will open there if Kroger does not reverse its decision. A little history here for Milwaukee. The North 35th Street grocery store opened in June of 2001 as a Jewel Osco supermarket and drugstore. It was seen as a big boost for Metcalf Park, which had long been underserved by retailers. This is a big issue. As I said, places in rural Wisconsin have already found this to be, you know, visited upon them, and now it's coming to more urban parts of the state. Here in Madison, Wisconsin, we've seen grocery stores close down, meaning that people have to travel further to get their food and their medicines. I mean, a lot of people use the pharmacy for prescription medicines or over-the-counter medicines as well. And now here in Milwaukee, it's coming as well. Is this something that concerns you? Is this something that has been visited in your city, in your neighborhood? Give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. The disappearance, I shouldn't say that, that's hyped up. The closing of more grocery stores across the state of Wisconsin. I guess disappearance in some neighborhoods, that's accurate. Megan on the text line on WMDX, Megan listening in Sun Prairie, says Whitewater went through the same thing when I was in school. Walmart killed the Century grocery store that was literally next door. Very few other options in that area at the time. Looks like an Aldi went in since I left, which is a huge relief. Thanks, Megan, for listening. Parker, you just graduated from Whitewater.
Yeah. I didn't even know that there was at one point a Century there, so that must be a little while ago. But yeah, the Aldi did come in. I think it opened at the beginning of the school year or middle of the school year, and it definitely is like, huh, we have food now. We don't need to go to Walmart for the goods. So, yeah.
No, absolutely. Cam and Appleton on the, all right, I'm not sure what that is, Cam. We'll skip that. Cam has some interesting takes. Sometimes we use them, sometimes we don't. We'll steer clear of that one for now. Thank you, Cam. Let's see, Joseph, watching us on the old YouTube channel. We appreciate that. Streaming on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whichever you want to call it here. Joseph says, piloting public grocery stores in food deserts is part of Mondami's mayoral campaign platform in New York City. Sioux Falls is successfully running a mobile store that travels amongst its food deserts. thanks, Joseph. Appreciate that take and info. Yeah, I mean, that was one of Mondami's things talking about that. Again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Not so much a part. People who seem to be kind of winning key races right now politically, it's not always political or political partisan ideologies. They're populist ideas. And as Trygve Olsen said yesterday, populism isn't always bad. It just means that it's paying attention to whatever is on the people's minds, voters, at the time. I also know, again, in southwest Wisconsin, you've got the Worm Farm Institute, which started these food carts working with local providers, a lot of organic farmers, small farmers, to bring food carts for fresh produce into small towns. And they've also done some of that here in Madison. We'll come back, wrap up the show, talk a little bit about Make 'em Believe and the glory years of 2015. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. I only wish I were Jim Nance or the late great Greg Gumbel. That was the song. That was the song. One Shiny Moment. You know it's. You know it's March Madness on CBS and TNT and all the rest when they play that song there at the. A lot of us who are college basketball fans, the entire March Madness tournament, we wait until the very end, until after the championship game, until after the trophy is presented, and then the great editorial team at CBS, they put together this montage of the Luther Vandross song, One Shiny Moment, and it's a review of the entire tournament in video and song. And appreciate Parker pulling that up. I'm going to get to why in just a minute. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, coming up, we have the CBS, ABC, or James Kelly news, followed by a look of weather. Again, tornado watches in effect for west central Wisconsin. Also, some flash flood watches for central Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot will have that for you as well. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, talking sports for you. The Brewers have the day off before starting the series against the Colorado Rockies tomorrow at AmFam Field, of which you can hear that across many of our Civic Media radio stations tomorrow. And don't forget, tomorrow on the show, as well as others across Civic Media, it is free Ticket Friday extravaganza. We'll be giving away 4 tickets to a future Brewer game in those fantastic club level seats. So be with us tomorrow between 2 and 4. We'll give you the word of the day. You text it into the Civic Media app, so make sure you download that and you're ready to go. And somebody's going to win 4 tickets at the end of tomorrow's show. So be aware of that. And then from 4 until 6 this afternoon, Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show, followed from 6 until 8 by Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So sit back, relax, and everybody will be ready to take you through the rest of the afternoon and into the evening. Parker, fantastic there, pulled up One Shiny Moment, because tonight, right across the street from where we're at here on State Street, looking out at the Overture Center, is a great event called Make 'em Believe. You can go online. There are still tickets available, I believe. And it is going to be many of the key players from the 2014-2015 Wisconsin men's basketball team. 2015 was the last time they went to a Final Four. They played in the national championship, lost to the evil Coach K, Duke Blue Devils, because they cheated. the officials screwed us over. No, I think I've heard them say since in podcasts. Look, they explain it themselves that yes, okay, there might have been some changes between the first and second half, but ultimately we did some things wrong or didn't do some things, and they say, hey, we did it. We should have won that game.
True, but justice touched it.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. But tonight. The Overture Center, they're talking about this magical year in which the Wisconsin Badger basketball team went to the national championship game. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Were you old enough to remember this, Parker?
I remember the 15 run. I don't remember the 14 run, I don't think.
Well, they're both spectacular, and people who listen to this show, watch it regularly, know I went to UW-Platteville, and I started broadcasting when Bo Ryan was the head coach of the Pioneer team, and ended up going to a Final Four, and my former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, who is absolutely fantastic at calling games, spending a lot of time on buses and in on the road with Coach Ryan and those teams at Platteville. Of course, Coach Ryan won 4 national championships at Platteville at Division III, spent a couple of years at UW-Milwaukee before going on that magical run at UW-Madison. And I think, for my money, what that team and Coach Ryan and assistant coach Gard did for the state was magical. And I have in my hands here, it's a great book called Make 'em Believe by Patrick Herb, one of the great writers of Badger Sports. Forwards by Frank Kaminsky, who was the National Player of the Year, and epilogue by Coach Ryan. I want to read just a couple of sentences here if we have time, talking about the night that Wisconsin went up against 38-0 Kentucky in the semifinal. They write, as Duke was putting the final touches on a win over Michigan State in the first game in the Final Four doubleheader, deep in the recesses of Lucas Oil Stadium, Bo Ryan paced in front of his team. Seated neatly in 3 rows, 16 pairs of eyes tracked their leader as he wore out a stretch of carpet on the locker room floor. You've got to remember to block it out. You can't let them kill you on the glass. They're trying to drive you nuts. You need to move your feet. You got to keep your chest up on them, Ryan said, reciting the same keys he had always highlighted every week in practice. The same tenets of Wisconsin basketball that helped him win more games than any coach in school history. As he called the players to their feet, he gathered them in close. The team with unrivaled brotherhood was standing tight enough to nearly feel each other's heartbeat. Ryan waited a moment before he delivered one final truth. Gentlemen, Ryan began slowly, the promised land isn't promised. It's earned. Now go get it. Unquote. That from Patrick Herb's book, Make 'em Believe. We're going to talk about it tonight. Parker, it's one of the most magical runs in Wisconsin sports history, in my opinion.
Absolutely, yeah. I have very fond memories of beating 38-1 right. Kentucky.
I mean, awesome. Most of the pundits, they'd already given Kentucky and the national championship.
Well, yeah, because they were just so good.
Yeah,
that's the annoying thing with Kentucky is they just roll through guys every year because they just go freshman, be really good, and then go straight to NBA.
Yeah, it was a great run. Thank you to Coach Ryan. Thank you to all the assistant coaches. And, of course, most of all, thanks to guys like Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker and Ben Brust and all the other guys, on Nigel Hayes Davis and Bronson Koenig and Josh Gosser, all those guys, and many of them will be across the street tonight at the Overture Center for Made 'em Believe. It's going to be a great evening over there. Great show today, Parker. Thank you. Great job today. It was
Thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. Yeah, Zomer and Sub will be back tomorrow, as long as he doesn't party too much tonight on his vacation day. Also, many thanks to Matt Flynn for being here and all of you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Peter Rapine will be here with a wacky look at the Week in Review. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.